3, 2, 1. Okay, my name's Pamela Cumberbatch. I first started gardening, get involved with a community garden in Valley Park, where they had a piece of wasteland and we asked for permission to grow fruit and veg. Mm-hmm. But I was getting a bit of resistance. So I went along to a day with ABCD, mm-hmm. Where they said people that want to do projects could come along and they could help give help and advice. And then I met Janine. I told Janine and the project people my problem and my idea and what was happening, that I was getting a bit of a problem. And from there, Janine spoke to her boss, which was Paul Macy. And from there, I then got an appointment to come and see the manager of the Peppermint Centre, where then they then negotiated for us to do a community garden. And from there, we've they're now liaised with Oaks, Acorns to Oaks, in having the play area with a vegetable garden growing.
And can you tell me how people in the kind of immediate community have got involved, or how you've kind of mobilised them to get involved to help out and what they've been doing?
Oh, okay. We initially put out leaflets and asked people if they were interested in helping their own community and developing their own community. The first couple of meetings we had, we had loads of people that do carpentry, people that do have their own allotments, children that wanted to get involved in this park vegetable garden area, that where they helped to build raised beds, and they helped to plant, children helped to plant and grow potatoes and tomatoes, beetroots, pumpkins. So that's what we did. We got people interested in doing it, and we got them out and involved in basically building it and keeping it maintained.
Who else have you linked in with? So I think.
Oh, so we're linked with Equal Local, who've come in and they've been amazing. They've given us training, help and advice, and support in growing, some funding too. The housing, the first initial person that actually gave us money and introduced us to Equal Local was Croydon Churches, where they gave us some fund initially to get our raised beds off the ground and put leaflets out to the local community. So everybody in Croydon Churches was notified by Croydon Churches. They actually provided the leaflets for us. Now we have Hyde Housing that is also involved, and they've also now given funding for their residents that were already involved to be more involved. And as I said, with Eco Local, they give us all the support and training.
Have you had donations? Have people donated things to you?
Oh, yes, we've had. They are from Croydon Churches, but they're the work, I think it's Access. They have donated some more tools and other garden equipment that we could use.
And local businesses?
B&Q has given us a few things and on discount. That's all we've infiltrated at the moment, but we're working on progress. Eco Local have given us funding to also get more seeds and help us with the growing of the vegetables. So plant foods, fish blood and whatever it is, which I never knew about those things. So they've been amazing.
And there's a surgery.
Oh, yes, there's a surgery. We are working in partnership with a surgery at the moment, but we that's still under negotiations. But we're hoping that the people that come for depression, nutrition, kind of things like that will be able to come and use the garden. So, but we're still waiting.
So future plans.
Yeah, we're waiting for sort of negotiations to go through on that. We do have a bid on that, and I think that's with work. There's a company, but I can't remember what the name is.
And what do you think? What for you are the benefits? What are you most proud of in terms of what you've achieved and how you've seen the community benefit?
Well, I'm just proud that the local children and residents have got involved, because they always say that residents will not be involved, but they have been involved, and they've enjoyed it. And we've got amazing pictures of children digging out vegetables, and just how the joy that they see on their faces, that they actually grown something for themselves and not gone to the supermarket and bought it, and actually know that they've nurtured it, watered it and fed it. So I think that's been really great. And just actually being able to have something for residents that they can have an ownership of, to say that they own it, and you know, they are the ones that are going to take care of it, and not that someone says, no, you can't do that when there's a time for you to do it. They can actually set their own time and their own time scales. There's nobody saying to them, no, you can't do this at this time. So I think.
And just tell me a little bit more about how Paul and Janine specifically have helped you kind of move this forward.
Well, ABCD, they really helped me, because they just gave me the support to say, well, even though you think that you're not getting anywhere, basically that they were there to support me in any which way. And any kind of information that comes up about growing, places to go, other groups, and they like told me about other groups that were doing the same thing, so I could go there and get ideas, get help and advice. So they supported me all round in everything, where I just thought that at the time that I wasn't kind of getting anywhere. I had residents, but it was kind of like I'm not getting anywhere in the sense of funding or any kind of support from the local community centre. But after they kind of stepped in and kind of said, well, no, this is a project that you kind of need in your local area, it was just amazing, because then doors just kept sort of opening. So it was kind of like, well, okay, brilliant. We're there now. So we've got about 6 raised beds, and you know, we're rotating our crops.
And I hear that you're now getting involved as a community builder and helping other people who've got ideas for projects.
Oh yeah, and that's been amazing, because from my little idea, our community idea of just creating a edible garden in Valley Park, has now been able for me to help other people as well, just like a similar situation of myself, that are trying to do a project, what it may be, from gardening, from I think they do dance, singing, footballs. So basically I'm going out and actually community building and telling other people about other people's projects, and helping people to know where those projects are for them to also access those projects, and be able to support those local groups that sometimes the residents or those people in that local area didn't know that that project existed. So enabled to be a community builder, I've been able to go out there and spread the word that there is projects out here that you can actually attend, and they're free. Okay. So,
and I just quickly, are you using the map that's been set up?
Yes, even though I've had some difficulties with my laptop and dongle that I've had, but I think the ones that I do, when I do get on it, it's been amazing. And even when I haven't got on it, because I do kind of remember, I'm still just giving out people the information and signposting people and referring them. So it's been amazing to do it.